With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. RFK Jr., Marco Rubio, Mike Pompeo, among the names being bandied about for high-profile positions in the new Trump administration. Some of the final election numbers are in, and for President Trump, it was a clean sweep of the battleground states. And it's not just Mr. Trump. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says that Republicans made a great showing across the board.
This is certainly a happy day for the GOP. And let me start by congratulating President Trump. What he's accomplished has not been done, as all of you know, since Grover Cleveland.
Kamala Harris delivered her delayed concession speech yesterday. Earlier, she called President-elect Trump to offer her congratulations. Later today, we'll be hearing from President Biden.
In remarks scheduled for the White House Rose Garden, the president will address the nation to discuss the election results and the transition. Today's speech follows yesterday's phone call, during which the president congratulated Donald Trump on his election victory and invited him to the White House in the near future to discuss the transition. A spokesman said Mr. Biden expressed his commitment to ensuring a smooth transition of working to bring the country together. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And with a new sheriff, Donald Trump, now on his way into town, Hamas calling for an end to the war with Israel in Gaza. Multiple reports quoting sources saying that Special Counsel Jack Smith is winding down the two federal cases against Mr. Trump. Also at SRNNews.com, the Federal Reserve expected to announce another cut in interest rates, an announcement expected later today. Wall Street rocketed higher yesterday, a day-long Trump-inspired rally that may continue today. Stock futures are higher. The Dow futures up 75 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 45. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Oklahoma City.
Multiple tornadoes roared through the metropolis and its suburbs last weekend, and the giant Christian Relief Agency is there to help. Volunteer teams are helping homeowners clean up and rebuild what they can. Spiritual aid is being dispensed, too. Samaritan's Purse says, quote, chaplains will be on the ground providing emotional support care as they share the gospel of Jesus Christ with homeowners and residents facing so much loss and uncertainty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An amendment approved by New York voters enshrines abortion in the state's constitution, but it also enshrines transgenderism. The measure expands New York's Equal Rights Amendment to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, pregnancy outcomes, and reproductive health care and autonomy. Republicans argue that, among other things, the amendment would provide a constitutional right for males to play on girls' and women's sports teams. This is SRN News. Former Trump advisor due in court today.
A judge orders Rudy Giuliani to appear in court Thursday to explain why he has yet to turn over his belongings, including a Mercedes that looks like the one he was seen riding around in on Election Day in Palm Beach as part of a $148 million defamation judgment. This comes after two former Georgia election workers sued Giuliani and won, but say they haven't been able to collect. Among the possessions Giuliani owes, a $5 million Upper East Side apartment, a 1980 Mercedes, once owned by movie star Lauren Bacall, and a variety of other belongings. I'm Julie Walker.
It's called the Mountain Fire, driven by high winds. It's raging northwest of Los Angeles in Ventura County. Dozens of homes have been destroyed as thousands of people flee the fire. More than 10,000 people under orders to clear out. The blaze threatens 3,500 structures. More details, SRNNews.com.